truth. Hi, it's Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. So we're talking about this opioid epidemic in the United States, and the medical industrial complex would have you believe that it's a white person's problem. It is not a white person's problem. It is a problem of anyone who has insurance and goes to see doctors. And heaven forbid you should have pain, the doctor has been conditioned to convert you into a drug addict, specifically an opioid addict. That would be OxyContin, oxycodone, and so on. So this is really, so instead of painting it as a problem of people who have insurance and go to see doctors who work for a hospital or clinic setting, because those are all accredited by JCAOH, who wrote this particular standard of care that you may not leave pain untreated, that you must write a prescription when a person is in pain. And these doctors who are in practice situations where they work at a hospital or at a clinic, their charts are being very closely supervised. And so if they know that pain is a fifth vital sign and they have got to address it and treat it, then they're going to be writing a lot of narcotic prescriptions. For example, when I was in medical practice, I did not work at a hospital or for a clinic. I worked in my own private office. So I could do it. Well, it made sense to me. What made sense to me was not prescribing narcotics. And so what this meant then was I didn't have any narcotic drug addicts in my medical practice. Amazing, amazing. So what does this mean for you as a patient? For you as a patient, you need to realize that a narcotic prescription is a narcotic prescription is a narcotic prescription. And that has nothing to do with your personal integrity or your character. If you start taking these narcotic pills, there's a good chance then you will become an addict. So the first thing you need to decide is, do I want to be a drug addict? And this is a reasonable question to ask. And if you want to be a drug addict, that's okay. Just make sure you get insurance. Make sure your doctor works at a clinic or hospital. And just do whatever he tells you. And, you will eventually get a narcotic prescription, just one of those things, and probably end up being an addict. No big deal. Well, let's just say you don't want to be an addict. Obviously, since the way to become an addict is to have health insurance and see a doctor who works at a clinic or a hospital, then there you have it. Those are the three things you can do off the bat, is don't get health insurance, don't see a doctor who works at a clinic, and or don't go to see a doctor who works in a hospital. But let's just say, people tell me this all the time, but doctor, what if I have to do it? I have to say, you're a grown person, you're an adult, ain't nothing you have to do. I know you don't realize that, but there really is nothing you have to do. But what if you do find yourself in that situation? Then you have to graciously accept the prescription. You may even want to get it filled and then dispose of it, but don't take it. No, flush it down the toilet, put it in the compost pile, whatever you do with things that are supposedly edible that you don't want to take. That would be the thing to do. Now, again, you have to decide what your situation is. Some people are also under surveillance. There are some people who are drug tested by their employers. There are people who are constantly being monitored for their obedience. And those people should definitely get the prescription filled and simply dispose of the pills. Do not take them. But doctor, I've got pain. What should I do for my pain? Good question. So let's just say you have pain in a position, in a location you can point to. It's like, there it is, right there. That's it. That's where the pain is. Then that particular area of your body that's in pain, you can elevate it if that's possible. That is, put it above the level of your heart and apply ice to it, alternating hot and cold. And that usually is enough. If that's not, you can always apply topical turpentine. Yep, topical turpentine. If you want to know more about that, you can just go to vitalitycapsules.com and download your free report on the medical wonders of turpentine. Yep, that's vitalitycapsules.com and download your free report, The Candida Clear. Yep, it will tell you all about it. And it'll also tell you about the internal use of turpentine to get rid of pain. Now, what else do you need to know? Certain foods absolutely cause pain. They just cause pain, period. Actually, foods and drugs. So what are the drugs that cause pain? Alcohol causes pain, and cigarettes cause pain. Easy beans. Alcohol and cigarettes cause pain. As long as you smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol, it is unlikely that you will get rid of your chronic pain. What are the foods that cause pain? Foods that cause pain are any processed food. It's pretty much the size of it, any processed foods. That would be like sugar, ground flour, canned foods, bottled foods. All these things cause pain. Noodles. So, stop your pain-causing food. Stop your cigarettes and your alcohol. And that's it. Pain gone. Now, you may need to take some vitamins, like some B-complex vitamins, to help you ease up on that alcohol. But it's pretty straightforward. I've actually gotten people off of narcotics just by changing their diet and getting them to cut back on their alcohol and cigarettes. And they can't believe it. They can't believe it. They'll come to me, "Oh, Dr. Daniels, I need narcotics. Oh, I need narcotics. I've got to have narcotics." It's back in the 90s when I was practicing medicine. I said, "Well, I can help you with your pain, but I cannot and will not prescribe narcotics. Just a policy. Not something I do." This one lady, she's a really nice lady. I told her exactly what to do to stop her pain. She's like, "Dr. Dams, that's absurd. That's stupid." I said, I know. "Of course it's stupid. No doubt it's stupid. But give it a try." She gave it a try. She could not believe it. And she actually went a whole day without pain. He said, "Dr. Dams, this is amazing. She even stopped by my house to tell me, "Dr. Dams, I can't believe this." I said, "Yeah, just do it. You don't even need narcotics." So it's really important to take your pain seriously. No one else does, but you should take it seriously. And adjust your diet and adjust your drugs so the pain goes away. And then it's very easy from that point to taper off your narcotics. Easy peasy. All right, so we have questions. Dum-da-dum. What do we got here? Pain chart is numbers game. Dr. Dance, what do you think of doctors asking patients on a scale of 1 to 10 how bad is their pain? That's an interesting question. So, when a doctor asks a patient on a scale of 1 to 10 how bad is their pain, of course, the higher the number, this gives the doctor justification for prescribing the narcotic. That's really all it comes down to. So if a person gives a number greater than 5, let's say, we'll call it 7, then the doctor is going to prescribe the narcotic. And then when the patient comes back, the doctor says, "Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, how's your pain?" And if that number is getting less, then the doctor is justified in continuing to give the narcotic. In other words, justified in continuing to create an addict. And this is really unfortunate. This is the way doctors are trained. So on a scale of 1 to 10, it doesn't even care what the number is, it may still not be appropriate to give a person a narcotic. What might be more appropriate is to understand what is causing the pain. Even if the person has surgical pain, when they just had surgery, it might make more sense to give the person an ice pack. It might make a lot more sense. I'll give you an example. I was a family practice doctor, and the patient decided she wanted a hip replacement. Well, okay, fine, got it. And I said, "Well, that's wonderful. You know, just go to your orthopedic surgeon and he'll replace your hip." She says, "Oh no, but Dr. Daniels, I want you to come to the hospital. I want you to see me while I'm in the hospital for this orthopedic procedure." I scratched my head. I said, "Well, that's dumb. I don't see if that makes any sense." She said, "Oh, yes, it's very important to me." That's okay. So I came to the hospital to see her, and this is one very upbeat, just happy person. She really had no problems in life except, of course, her hip pain, for which she got that replaced. All right. So I show up to see her in the hospital, And here she is laying in bed, whimpering and crying, surrounded by her family, all looking despondent and sad and hopeless. I said, oh my gosh, what's going on here? She says, well, I had my surgery. I said, oh, how'd it go? She said, well, they told me it went fine. I said, okay, well, what's the problem? She says, well, now I don't have any hip pain. I've got this terrible pain in my belly. It's all bloated. Oh my God. So I took a look at her belly, gave it a little tap. Very hollow. I said, aha, you have narcotic side effect. Your narcotics are causing your abdominal pain and blocking your intestines. Oh no, what do I do? I said, just stop taking the narcotics. All I have to do, when they bring the narcotics, is say, no thank you, no thank you. Oh, I'm just fine. So that's all I have to do is say, no thank you to the narcotics. And looking here at your chart, I went and took a look at your chart. I said, you should be pain-free a couple hours here. She said, okay, all right. I also advised that she should poop. So what happened was, the pain was absolutely gone. Absolutely gone. Took about actually 3 or 4 hours. Pain was gone. But this is what people are not told, is the narcotics actually create a pain all their own. And then people are told, oh, well, you know, the pain is getting immune to the narcotic. That's what's happening. You're getting immune to the narcotic. No, you're not. The narcotic's creating a pain so big and so terrible that blocking the nerve receptors to the brain's pain perception just is not effective. So, you know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. All right, I got a question from Wes in Idaho. Hi, Wes. How you doing?
Hello, Jennifer, Dr. Daniels. My question is about bioacoustics, sound health options. Sherry Edwards, I see your book is on her website. It's mm-hmm. just a connection to Amazon, but the Lethal Dose, Murder by Medicine, she has that book on her
store
website. And right. I just wanted to know if you had an opinion on this bioacoustics for medicine.
I mean for healing things.
Yes. She both reads your voice, what you're high end, what you're low end. I don't know if you ever seen one of her readouts, but she has treatment, which includes, I guess, vitamins and exercises, and also a sound. I guess you can get a sound recording from her, which is supposed to help your medicine. I need to call her about what the treatments actually are and whether it can be done long distance. I have actually used her nano voice. I have looked at my own voice. It's super high in G note and it's super low in the E note, and I don't know exactly what that means, and more importantly, I don't know how that it might be treated, if there's some kind of vitamins that I'm lacking in, if there's some kind of exercise, probably not. I am much too physically active. I used to fall timber for a living, logging. I did it for many years. Got up at 5 o'clock in the morning, getting the bus at 6 o'clock, was out there climbing up and down the hills with a chainsaw for years, swinging axes. That and I bicycled quite a bit. In fact, in 1987, I went from Pacific to Atlantic to Pacific on a bicycle, 150 miles a day, to attend the Constitutional Securities Convention 1987 in Washington, D.C. In any case, I am saying
so
that.
I think you should give her a call to find out more about the acoustics. I mean, not everything is for everybody, but I think that will be the next way to proceed.
Okay. I just wanted to know if you knew about it, and the fact that, like I said, your book, Medicine, The Lethal Dose, is she has a connection in her shopping to that book. You know, that's one of the books she recommends to understand medicine.
Right. Okay,
but, at the least. I mean, maybe she... When I first heard her, I thought she was kind of a psychic. She would talk about a lot of political leaders out there, Trump and Hitler, or Hillary in particular, and she would say that Hillary's voice was showing up, that she was the biggest liar she'd ever seen.
So I think that... the best way to find out more about the bioacoustics would be to check with Sherry Webb Edwards' site. You can tell a lot about a person's health from their voice. All right, let's see what we have here. Okay, Dr. Dennis, what do you think about black salve? I think that black salve can be helpful for many things. However, it can also be very, very, very painful. So definitely, before you go for it, check out the videos on YouTube, see what you think. I personally use it for moles, and it definitely does what it says. You apply it, and that mole just lifts right out. But it can be uncomfortable. Okay, let's see. All right. Dr. Daniels, there's no way they're going to justify locking up middle and upper class whites who are over to keep them from overdosing on heroin at the same rate they lock up dark-skinned people. So they've got to change the propaganda now. Possibly. But I will say, way back when, let's just take it back to the 70s, there was a stigma in black and white communities against all kinds of narcotic use. When I say narcotic use, I mean whether it was heroin or whether it was codeine. There's this extreme stigma against using those things because it was felt that addiction was a bad thing, and if you got addicted and hooked on drugs, then either you couldn't go to work, or if you went to work, all your money went to the drugs and didn't go to supporting your family, and this was just an unforgivable, immoral thing to do. And this was just across both races. So what happened then, they went for the whites first. In the 60s and 70s, it was decided that, well, if a doctor wrote a prescription for it, then it wasn't really a drug. So if a doctor wrote a prescription for it, it wasn't a drug, it was a medicine. And that was okay because it was beneficial because doctors have this special knowledge and training and everything. And so they went for the white community first in terms of adoption of that view. And blacks were extremely, extremely stubborn about letting go of the idea that a drug's a drug's a drug. And so the first step towards getting blacks to let go of that, of course, was the civil rights movement, which is, I want to be like whites, which means, hey, whites accept drug use. If it's a prescription, then blacks should say that's okay, too. So the real issue here, I think, is the prescription drugs create a situation where you have basically increased profits for corporations. And the prescription drugs create a source of income, a revenue, let's call it revenue, that does not need to be laundered. Whereas heroin revenue does need to be laundered. So if you can switch the population over to these prescription things, then that works better. And as you can see, with the life expectancy in the 45 to 54 age group, the kill rate is so much higher.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to you. And we're talking about racial profiling. Is it killing white Americans? Of course, the joke is it's not killing white Americans, it's killing all Americans. And what we're really talking about is not so much a racial targeting as an epidemic created by doctors or by the actions of doctors. And that's accepted by American society because it's believed to be targeting one race or another. And so the actual cause of this problem is pretty straightforward. It's simply doctors writing prescriptions for narcotics, period. We don't even need to get into the value judgment as to whether or not the prescriptions are appropriate or not. It's simply doctors writing narcotic prescriptions. And if you don't want to be an addict, all you have to do is refuse these narcotic prescriptions and just say, hey, it's got to be another way. So one of the chat room people has offered some insight here. It says, a 19th century distribution system reached into towns, villages, and hamlets, as well as the large cities. A New England physician druggist wrote about 1870. In this town, I began business 20 years since, it means 20 years ago. The population then at 10,000 has increased only inconsiderably, in other words, not at all. But my sales have advanced from 50 pounds of opium the first year to 300 pounds now. And of the opium mixed with alcohol, four times upon what was formerly required. About 50 regular purchasers come to my shop, and as many more, perhaps, are divided among the other three apothecaries in town. Some country dealers also have their quota of dependents. That means addicts. Amazing, isn't it? And there is a town, Ayer, A-Y-E-R, I believe it's Massachusetts, but it's in New England, Ayer, and there was a man named Ayer who owned a pharmacy, and he sold Ayer petrol. And he earned so much money that he paid the mayor and council of the town and built a new city hall under the condition that town be renamed Ayer for his name. And what was Ayer petrol? Ayer petrol was opium, was narcotics. And so it has a long history of being extremely profitable in the United States. Of course, the question is, who's going to profit? And that is the question. Okay. Dr. Daniels, what organ is mainly responsible for constant dehydration issues? None. What is responsible for constant dehydration issues is the lifestyle of Americans. Americans are simply not drinking water. They're drinking anything but water, number one. Number two, most Americans now have sedentary jobs where they are discouraged from taking breaks to use the bathroom. So this is, in a nutshell, a big reason for dehydration. Another reason for dehydration is processed foods that require excessive amounts of water for the digestion. And so drinking less water, eating foods that require more water, and also not having access to a bathroom, therefore refusing to drink in order to minimize bathroom use. That's basically what the problem is. Okay, we have Bill in Wisconsin. Hi, Bill.
How you doing, Doctor?
Pretty good.
I have a question tonight. Someone near and dear to me has kidney stones. First mm-hmm. of all, what causes that? And secondly, what recommendations would you have? This individual has taken some narcotics and vomited them up, so mm-hmm. you know he knows that's not good. But in any case, what causes them, and what recommendations do you have?
Okay, so so what causes them is basically dehydration, number one. Number two is drinking beverages that are too acidic. And when we come back from our commercial, we'll talk more about it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Beth Daniels, and welcome back to Joe Beth Daniels. Okay, so kidney stones, what causes these? The medical terminology, basically, is the urine is supposed to be a certain pH. If the pH of the urine is too high, you get kidney stones. If the pH of the urine is too low, you get kidney stones. And so you have to stay in that narrow range of somewhere between pH of 5 and 7. So if your pH of your urine is over 7, you're going to make stones. If it's under 5, you're going to make stones. That's the essence of it. So you can get your friend to just piss on a piece of pH paper and see what the pH is. If he's got stones, it should be outside that pH range. And so, okay, so if the person's pH is too low, then their pH can be adjusted by alkalinizing the situation. If the pH is too high, then their urine situation can be improved by acidifying the situation. But you might as well just stay in the middle range and just drink, purified water, like distilled water or reverse osmosis. That's going to basically rinse out the kidneys and help dissolve the kidney stones. So what else can you do? You can just take castor oil, 1/4 cup, drink it right down, chase it with water, and that will cause the kidneys to flush themselves and flush out their stones. There's a lot of other things that you can do for kidney stones, but the number one thing to do is to stop drinking non-water beverages. Number two is to stop taking it. The person is a natural aficionado. Stop taking things that alter the pH. So a lot of people who are into natural healing will do everything alkaline, 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 and they'll push that kidney pH towards too alkaline, and then they're going to form stones. Then you have the other extreme, of course, is people who drink sports drinks, soda pop, things like that, and they push their pH too much, the acid portion, and they get stones. So it's basically a situation of being out of balance, but the cure, the quickest cure, is to increase your water intake. You can take castor oil. You can also, like I said, you can do a lot more other things, but all you want to do really for your relative right now is get them out of pain and, you know, keep them out of the hospital. Simplest thing is castor oil, lots of fluids, and corrective fluids. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Dr. Daniels, isn't 7.5 ideal kidney pH? No. So the body has different fluids, and each fluid has its own unique pH. The pH of 7.4 is great for the blood, but not for the kidneys, not for the urine. Now, I can be honest, people think I'm crazy when I tell them to poop 3 to 6 or more times a day. By the way, that would help the stones too, because that would pull the toxins out through the liver and the intestines instead of forcing them through the kidneys. All right, but it works. For the inexperienced, it seems like it's unhealthy, but once again, you don't need to poop out solids each time. At a point, you're just pushing out dirty water until you start pushing out clear water. And amazingly, it's then when people find the headache or toxic feelings start going away. That's not from theory. That's from my experience. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And in medical school, we were taught that people should poop anywhere from once a day to once a week. And obviously, that teaching merely guaranteed us that we would have tons and tons of people sick all the time. Of course, as young individuals in our 20s, early 20s, we had no idea that pooping once a week would just destroy almost anybody's health. And so they take the young and the ignorant and educate them with this disease-causing information. Okay. Dr. James, I had been experiencing thirst for a couple of weeks where my mouth felt dry and my tongue thick as if I slept all night with my mouth open. Yeah. So you definitely need to increase your water. And again, examine your food to see if you're eating a type of food that requires a tremendous amount of water for its digestion, namely dehydrated or dried foods. Okay. Dr. Daniels, they've changed the nomenclature and created a whole different world of destruction by semantics. Absolutely. So by getting the victims of this narcotic epidemic, the people being killed, to embrace the labeling, to embrace the process of becoming an addict, to demand health care, to demand appointments with their doctors, to demand pain relief in the form of narcotics, this is all accomplished simply by renaming the whole process. So instead of having access to the number one drug dealer who's killing more Americans than even car accidents, no, they have health care, which is a right. and they have access to a certified doctor, and they have access to health care, when actually what they really have access to is a rather high level of narcotic peddling that's causing a tremendous amount of death. Okay. So back in the day when I had stones, I literally had to drink a whole liter of olive oil and two cups of lemon juice. Now, olive oil and lemon juice for stones works great for gallbladder stones. Kidney stones may or may not work for. But again, it really when you flush out the liver totally and completely, you take all the work off of the kidneys, which is very nice. Okay, bring up here. Okay, so this person gave me a link to the pain scale 1 to 10. And so this is an improved pain scale for doctors. And of course, this was a satire. It's not too far from the truth. So what doctors have a difficulty really empathizing with their patients or understanding how much pain a person is in. And so the scale of 1 is it might be an itch. In other words, maybe it's there, maybe it's not. Number 2, just need a Band-Aid. Number 3, it's kind of annoying. Number 4, it's painful, but I can still work. 5, it's kind of like a bee sting. 6, lots of bees. And 7, I can't stop crying. 8, I can't move, it's so bad. 9, I feel like I've been mauled by a bear or ninjas. And number 10, person is unconscious. Now, actually, what doctors are trained to say for 10 is it's the worst pain you've ever had in your whole life. That would be a 10. And generally, doctors are pretty happy if they can get your pain down to a 4, which is it's still bothersome, but you can still work. If they can get it down to that, that's like, wow. Progress from 10 to 4. But if you've had pain, you know that something that's so bad that you can still get to work is still it's an issue. It's, you know, it has not been resolved. Okay. Okay. States are beginning to admit that drug addiction is not a human weakness. Again, the issue is if it's not a human weakness, then what is it? And the problem is, while states are saying, well, okay, it's not a human weakness, it's not a character problem, you're not a bad person. Well, you're not a bad person, but you're still an addict. You're still being killed. And the question is, how are you being killed? Who's killing you, and how can it be stopped? And how you're being killed is you're being killed under the guise of medical care. And so if people realize that that's what's really happening, then one, they would not insist on having insurance. Number 2, they would refuse all narcotics. But the whole bedside manner thing is just compelling and overwhelming. And this is why medical schools try to admit people who have excellent bedside manner, because you need excellent bedside manner to get people to cooperate with this clearly lethal standard of care that doctors are being taught. So this person says, I have a tumor or growth growing on the middle of my quad or front thigh. Definitely not going to get it biopsied or checked out by a doctor. What should I do? How can I get rid of it? Well, first of all, if you have a tumor and it's growing, then there's something you're eating that's making it grow. That's like off the bat, easy, straightforward. And you should basically take a look at everything you're eating and stop eating anything that's processed or not organic. That would be the best way to go. The next thing to do is you could apply castor oil to it, or you could apply a clay pack to it, which means get some bentonite clay. You can buy it at your health food store and just make wet it and apply it to that area and change it once or twice a day. But the real cure here is to figure out what you're eating or doing that's making it grow and stop doing that. Okay. Oh, there. Okay. Dr. Daniels, are we so naive to think that people who spread pain and death would also be helping and curing us? Yes, it is a bit, you stop and think about that. That you have doctors who are clearly killing people in record numbers, or their own confession, they say that they are the third leading cause of death. How then can you possibly be justified in entrusting your health to individuals who kill over 300,000 people a year by their own admission? This is just what the group admits to. We won't even talk about the other, 500,000 that you can easily find by just adding up other documents from public sources. So this is the problem. You have something like AIDS that kills not even 20,000 people a year. People do anything to avoid AIDS. But the doctor who self-confessed by the industry to over 300,000 killings a year, like, no problem. I want insurance. I want access. I need health care. And, you have to scratch your head. So you have to you have to make up your mind, rationally, what is it you want? I mean, do you want to feel better? If so, narcotics are not the answer. If you want to get better, they're not the answer. If you want to live longer, they're not the answer. It's just not a reasonable thing to do. So Dr. Daniels, white drug users were referred to as recreational. What are they referred to these days? We have this transformation going on with marijuana. It's now considered to be medicinal. And so what transition they're going to, and then the speed made the transition to, again, being medicinal for ADHD. So now you can turn your kid into a speed ball or speed demon. And so what they're going to do with the narcotics, that transformation is not yet complete, so we'll see what they finally say with those. The problem we have now is many citizens think that these narcotics are not good, and they are not interested in continuing them, and they would actually like to get off of them. Of course, the best way is to simply tell your doctor no, or if you don't have the spine to tell them no, to accept the prescription and fill it and flush it. That's really about all you can do. Okay. All right. Dr. Dance, we've got armies defending the poppy fields. Medicine has become a part of the military. Well, certainly, if you look at the death toll in the United States at the hands of the medical industrial complex, more Americans are being killed by the medical system than the enemy is being killed in our wars. So you can actually, it is certainly the body count is comparable to the wars we have in other countries. And one can almost say that the medical industrial complex is simply a surrogate for waging war on the American people. Dr. Daniels, I was attacked by a white doctor in the emergency room, and I'm white. What do you think of that? Well, again, this is not a racial issue, but they try to paint it as a racial issue to give people, whether they're black or white, the false impression that A, they're safe and not going to be affected by this, or B, that this is somehow less of a problem than what it is. Like, if you're a white person, you might say, well, you know, whites are affected by the this epidemic, but the rest of America is. Well, that's not true. Anyone has a right.
No, please don't go.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we're talking about racial profiling, killing white Americans, and, of course, treating people using criteria unrelated to their medical condition is a major cause of death. And in this particular case, we're talking about the narcotic, prescription narcotic epidemic, where doctors are instructed to prescribe narcotics generously to white people, yet withhold them from non-whites. And what this has resulted in is a decreasing life expectancy among whites aged 45 to 54, and it's just literally wiping out this segment of the U.S. population. And, of course, the moral of the story is anyone that becomes the object of increased medical intervention via a standard care protocol is going to become decimated. It's going to be killed. And that's really the issue. Not, the fact that people have one race or another obscures it, because this is an epidemic that targets people who have insurance and are employed and go to see doctors. Okay. Now, as I was a teen in the 70s, and the drug music by far was targeting us white folks. And I guess I think really what the music was doing was making it socially acceptable for people to use drugs. So while it may seem like the songs are targeting white people, there's a double message there. The first message is, white people use drugs, and isn't it awesome? And, of course, the second message is, don't you want to be white too? And so that way it actually targets really everybody, because you target everyone who's white, and then you presume that everyone who isn't white wants a special status of being white. And, of course, the only way to get that is to use drugs. And so it has the effect then of casting a pretty wide net. Okay. Okay. So I want to remind people that replays of the radio shows will be posted on my site at vitalitycapsules.com. Also, I want to remind people to visit vitalitycapsules.com and definitely visit our sponsor, Vitality Capsules. and check them out. They are awesome. We're getting a lot of really positive emails from people who are using Vitality Capsules and just getting great results. Okay. Okay, that is it. We are done. We'll see you again next week. And as always, think happens.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, then once again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.